It's time for the news.
Welcome to Pro Wrestling's Best News for June 5th, 2023. WWE is returning to Twitch, according to an announcement today that the company will relaunch the WWE Twitch channel, as well as popular WWE Superstar channels featuring live and exclusive content. Starting today, WWE will unleash a companion sidecast to Monday Night Raw, featuring a rotating cast of hosts and appearances by WWE Superstars. Viewers can stream the sidecast live every Monday on Twitch beginning at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. You can read more on this story at eWrestlingNews.com. AEW's Matt Jackson had to get a special performance license from the state of Nevada to perform his exploding shoe spot during the Anarchy in the Arena match at AEW's recent Double or Nothing event. According to PW Insider this week, Jackson designed the spot about a month ago and had to get a Nevada State Fire Performer's license in order to move forward with the stunt. The license is required of many Nevada performers who use pyrotechnics during stage shows. This was one of many spots that had to be pre-approved by the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, who reportedly did not approve several stunts that the wrestlers wanted to perform. You can read more on this story at WrestlingInc.com. Former NWA Tag Team Championship wrestling legend Stan Lane is officially not the father of Colorado U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Lane underwent a court-ordered DNA paternity test last month, which was reviewed by the courts and the Daily Beast. The results confirmed that Lane could not have possibly fathered Boebert. Boebert's mother had Lane take a similar test in the 1980s when she then claimed that Lane had fathered the child during an affair between the two. That 1980s paternity test also concluded that Lane was not the father. However, it was recently discovered that the lab technician administering that test was found to have swapped samples in an unrelated case after taking a bribe from a football player that was looking to avoid child support payments. This revelation caused Boebert's mother to request the paternity test for Stan Lane be readministered. The congresswoman released an official statement saying, quote, "I can confirm that Stan Lane is not my biological father. I personally have never publicly claimed he was my father, but certainly that allegation is out there. The Toby Keith song Who's Your Daddy hits a bit differently now." You can read more on this story at yahoo.com. WWE is engaged in two high-profile lawsuits recently, one stemming from accusations of discriminatory and retaliatory practices, and the other from accusations of improper media rights business practices. In the lawsuit brought on by Court Bauer and Major League Wrestling, WWE filed a motion to reschedule their hearing from June 15th to July 20th, citing an unavailability of their legal team for that date. It is reported that both parties have reached an agreement on this rescheduling, but the judge has yet to decide on the motion. WWE has also been given until June 26th by the United States District Court for the Eastern District of New York to respond to the allegations of discriminatory and retaliatory practices made by former company writer Brittany Abrahams, according to a PW Insider review of the court records. Abrahams claims WWE officials, including Vince and Stephanie McMahon, Senior VP of Creative Writing Operations Christine Lubrano, as well as current and former creative team members Chris Dunn, Ryan Callahan, Jen Pepperman, and Mike Heller, of engaging in discriminatory conduct and retaliatory measures after she voiced her objections to what she considered racially biased content. You can read more on these stories at eWrestlingNews.com. That's Pro Wrestling's Best News for today. Please subscribe to the Spanish Announce Table at SpanishAnnounceTable.net to get daily content like this news, podcasts, match reviews and suggestions, and more delivered right to your inbox.